Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Mysteries of the Unexplained with myself, Will and Annie. This week it is my turn to bring you an unnerving paranormal tale. But before we get into this week's story, Annie, aka Bernie, how are you? Any wedding updates, moving details or renovation questions?
Jesus, well, if anybody would like to know about putting underlay underneath laminate flooring in a mobile, you can contact me at the Motu Gmail. I am now an expert on such things. I am also sitting in a house surrounded by moving boxes and bags and stuff and can't sleep because of the disturbance of it, and was up at 5 a.m. this morning looking around going, what can I clean? Literally losing my mind. No, if anybody else is like this, like I'm a little bit OCD about the house. I know people throw that word around, okay, not, but I like things in their place, and when they're not, it's kind of like unsettling me, and I'm lying in bed thinking about it. But only 2 days to go with. But apart from that, I mean, I look great. Like, I look great. Like, you wouldn't know that I'm stressed out at all. I'm just really looking great. Not even filling my eyebrows in these days. Just fantastic.
It's great the way podcasts are audio only, isn't it?
How are you? You sound a little bit throaty there.
No, I'm full of my health. Don't know what you're talking about. Didn't have to do a COVID test, which was negative, by the way, but I don't trust them. And even if I did 100 of them, I still wouldn't trust it. We don't know if I have COVID or not, even though it said negative, so I don't have it. But I feel like shit. I think I just have a head cold, and I haven't had a head cold in about 2 years, so I'm just feeling extra sorry for myself.
Yeah, well, no, you'd be used to that. But can we just say on air, just in case I have to present it to lawyers / solicitors after this, that you did leave the Good Garden business to me, because I'm the only one that knows the intricacies of, and it's fine, it's a lot for me to take on, but I will do so. I will take on the business for you, and I will keep the podcast going, of course. And now, Will, you can fire ahead now.
Actually, Annie's after leaving it to me, Roisin, so I'm afraid you won't be getting diddly squash.
Oh, Roisin, you're a gold digger if I ever saw one, an absolute gold digger.
Annie, I sent you over some lines there. Did you get them?
My gosh, a fucking 3-page-long email here, yoke, right? I'm about to be 20 different characters here, is it?
Before we actually get into today's story, we have a lovely review that was sent in to us. And the review says, "Oh my days, they are lovely, 5 stars. This is fast becoming one of my favourite podcasts. The dynamic is beyond brilliance. The stories are gold standard and the show is Michelin star. I ran out of positive things, so I turned to food. Keep up the most amazing work. Love from Matt and Freya." And that comes in from Matt Topping. Thanks, Matt. Matt actually hosts
Oh my days. I'm thinking maybe south of England somewhere, but do correct me if I'm wrong. Thank you so much. Freya is one of my favourite names. Our friend Kitty is called Freya and it's beautiful. You guys are gorgeous. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys. And if you want to send in a review yourself, would be absolutely amazing. You can do so on Apple Podcasts or wherever allows you to, wherever you listen to your podcasts. And it just helps us get a little bit bumped up. But you are here today for a paranormal tale, and I shall deliver for you. Annie, are you ready for the story, which is called The Rain-Possessed Man?
Give it to me, Daddy.
Annie, our story today begins in 1983 in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, where Don Decker was attending his grandfather's funeral. Don Decker was a 21-year-old felon who at the time was serving a sentence for receipt of stolen property. Due to his grandfather's death, Don had been granted furlough. Mourners wept and spoke sadly about Don's grandfather, but this only angered Don. You see, his grandfather had physically abused him from the age of 7. Deciding that he couldn't stay any longer at the ceremony, he left and stayed with his friends Bob and Janine Kiefer, who lived on 528 Ann Street.
I'm so sorry for your loss, Dan.
Yeah, man, I'm sorry for your loss. Thanks, guys. Hey, you guys mind if I stay the night? I just can't go back to my folks' place.
Sure, why don't you take the spare room? Why don't you wash up and try to relax?
As Don showered, he began to feel strange and claimed to have had a seizure on the floor. While having his seizure, Decker said he had a vision of a crowned man staring down at him before he seemed to recover. After a few moments, Don made his way down to the Kiefers, who were quick to point out a strange mark on his body.
Hey, Don, what happened to your wrist?
Don looked down in the direction Janine was pointing to see a distinct claw-like mark on his left wrist.
I don't know what it is. Strange.
The group passed it off and all sat down to enjoy their dinner at the kitchen table. It wasn't until the three moved into the living room that Don said he felt an odd chill come over him. And at that moment, all three witnessed water beginning to drip down the walls. According to Janine and Bob, Don had slipped into a trance-like state and wasn't responding to their reaction to the water. This leak continued to get worse and worse, so the Kiefers decided to ring the landlord. The landlord arrived immediately. He and the Kiefers moved around the property trying to find the source of the leak. Don sat silently in his chair, eyes fixed straight forward.
Well, I'll be damned. This water seems to be coming from thin air. There ain't no pipes in this part of the house. It just don't make no sense.
Perplexed as to what was causing the leak, the tree turned to Don, possibly hoping he might offer his opinion on where it was coming from. Don was completely silent and unmoving. They then discovered water was coming out of the floor and was travelling up the furniture. At this point, they called the police. Soon, the landlord's wife and two local police officers, John Bojan and Richard Walbert, the three were also stunned by the mysterious leak and couldn't find a rational explanation. They all witnessed the water travelling in strange directions and noted that the incident seemed to be contained to the living room. The atmosphere in the room was literally like a thick cloud. The leak had become so persistent now that a fine mist was forming in the room.
Now, what do you make of this raining indoors? For starters?
I think that they're after getting a steam room for a very, very reasonable price, really, you know? And I always wanted one in my house. But by the way, what are you going to call the cops for when there's water running up the legs of your furniture?
Yeah.
What the fuck do you think they're going to do about it? I'm going to arrest the suspicious water that's climbing up the leg of your couch. Like, they're not. What the fuck are they going to do?
This goes back to our Patreon episode this week where we're talking about like calling 911 whenever you see a UFO. But like, you know, like this is the same thing. Like, ring and say, my living room's turned into a goddamn steam room. And I don't know what the hell's ever happening. Can you guys come on over? And then they call it in like a 41594. We're going over to a suspected steam room incident.
Also, why haven't they called an ambulance for Don? He fucking collapsed in the bathroom. He's got a mark on his arm.
and he's fucking catatonic on the couch. Oh no, we'll just try find the leak.
They called the landlord first and we're like, oh yeah, Donna, you're probably having a seizure, an aneurysm or a heart attack. But we're just going to call the landlord so the three of us can go around like dopes looking at the walls trying to figure out what the rise and damp is. Sorry, your man is literally on his last leg there.
Even though this is American, it's very Irish. Very Irish is what I'll say to that. I'll continue. Soon the police left, feeling somewhat helpless. How do you solve a leak if you can't find the source? For almost 24 hours, the rain continued. Neighbours were popping their heads in to see what all the commotion was about. And one of these was Pam Scrofano, the owner of a local diner. She had witnessed the indoor rain herself and suggested that Bob, Janine and Don, who had seemed to come out of his trance, come over to the diner to escape this madness. Their landlord stayed behind, frantically checking pipes. While he examined the damage done by the water, he noted that the phenomenon had suddenly stopped after the tree left the house, but didn't realise the significance of this at the time. At the diner, Pam told the group she was adamant that the indoor rain phenomenon was paranormal in nature and pinpointed Don as being responsible. Sorry, Pam, on the basis of what? You absolute dog.
I think it's that strange man that's been sitting in your living room. Well, in fairness to Pam now, like, I'd be thinking the same myself. But I mean, I don't think that they would have thought that at this time.
You wouldn't. Pam, at this point in the story, Annie, Pam has just cocked her head in, like,
yeah,
wanting to get
bitch.
The news.
She's
and then stayed for so long that she said, oh, fuck, I better ask him to come down to the diner now for a free milkshake. And then when they get to the diner, then she's fucking corners Don and tells him, oh, you're possessed. You're causing the rain phenomenon.
Sorry, Will, if it was a normal Wednesday afternoon and me and Dave were in watching Great British Bake Off and everything was great and the house was dry as a matchstick and you came over, had a fucking seizure, came with a big claw mark on your arm and sat in the chair like you were having an absolute, like, in the height of it, having some kind of fit, and the rain started coming up from the floor and down from the ceiling, whereas 40 minutes earlier everything would be grand. I think now I'd be putting two and two together and I'd be like, it's that possessed yoke in the corner.
We'll agree to disagree. Suddenly, Don again slipped into a trance-like state. Soon, water began to fall from the ceiling of the diner. Pam, now absolutely certain something paranormal was occurring, placed a crucifix she wore around her neck against Don's skin.
In the name of all that is holy in this world, I command you to stop.
Don snapped out of his trance-like state, yelling, "It burns! It burns!" Kiefers, clearly disturbed by what had occurred, left with Don to return home. Pam and her staff watched as they left, and as they did, the staff and Pam all witnessed the rain stopping as soon as they had left. Once back at the Kiefer's house, Don was greeted by the landlord and his wife.
What the hell are you playing at? You are ruining this house. What kind of a joke is this young man playing?
Young man, I have a right man to call the police back here for this instance. You have ruined this property.
Somehow, the landlord and his wife was convinced that Don had a hand to play in what had unfolded over the last day.
Sir, ma'am, it wasn't...
Suddenly, Don slipped into a now familiar trance-like state again. This time was different. The landlords, his wife, and the Kiefers all watched in horror as Don levitated off the ground before their very eyes. The kitchen presses flung open and pots and pans poured out and hurtled across the room. Don, now in mid-air, remained silent and motionless. Suddenly, like a child throwing their teddy bear, he was flung against the kitchen wall.
Heavens to Christ, Mary Lou!
All parties were now convinced that something demonic in nature was occurring. At this point, you get the priest. And also, I would be, if I was the Kiefers, no one would ever be staying in my house ever again. They just thought Don was coming over, stay in the spare room, have a shower, grand. Now we have a fucking full-on monsoon in the house. The landlord's going to throw us out. Pam from the diner won't ever want us to come in again. All the staff at the diner thinks that we're Satanists.
Why did you bring him back to the house after all of this? And after Pam, who I have to say is the hero of the story so far. And let me just say that she is sporting like a kind of worn out Farrah Fawcett kind of do from the 70s with her roots like around 10 inches long, blue eyeshadow, a cigarette and pink lipstick. But she's a fucking legend. And I think she's the hero of the story so far. But I wouldn't be bringing him back to my house again. Like, you'd be like, you're staying in the travel lodge for the night.
Oh, like, so if it was me, like you had put me in the situation of being Don, you would now kick me on the street.
What kind of character are you, Annie?
Absolutely, 100%. I've got flood damage in my house, Will. Do you know how long water damage takes to get it? You just, it really, really decreases the value of the property. And yeah. I'm bringing it back for round two. I can fuck off.
You see, I wouldn't do that to you, Annie. I wouldn't, because I wouldn't even let you stay over. That's how I'd nip that in the bud. I'd be like,
you
nope.
You wouldn't have me.
Bye-bye. No, no. Sorry about your grandpapa. Heard he was a very nice man. Very nice. Gave me a few slaps.
Go on with your fucking story.
By now, the chief of police had sat and listened to the officer's reports of what had happened at the Kiefer's residence and was naturally sceptical. He decided to go to the property himself and see what exactly was going on. Once he had searched the house and spoken to everyone involved, he told the officers that it was nothing more than a standard plumbing issue and instructed them not to return to the house again, as it was a plumbing issue, and most definitely not a police issue. Despite the chief's orders, three officers visited the home the following day to interview Don. Don was utterly perplexed by the whole thing and didn't seem to understand what was going on. One officer reportedly gave Don a crucifix to hold after the Kiefers told him what happened in Pam's diner. The cross reportedly burned Don's hand and was still hot to touch when the officer tried to pick it up from where he dropped it. The rain began again, this time in the kitchen as Don seemed to drift into unconsciousness and levitated again in the presence of the three officers and the Kiefers. He was hurled against the wall again, and upon being helped up by the officers, they noted large, fresh claw marks on his neck. After 3 nights of increasingly disturbing activity around Don, the Kiefers summoned a preacher to their home and requested an exorcism be performed. The Kiefers watched as the preacher began to pray over Don as he lay on the couch in the living room. He immediately convulsed wildly, and they noted a strong putrid smell in the room as the rain began to creep down the walls again. Once the preacher completed the exorcism, the rain and smell ceased and has never appeared in the Kiefer's home again. With his furlough over, Don was returned to Monroe County Jail to serve out his sentence. He had been there for several days when the rain phenomenon started again. His cellmate called the guards after being soaked by water pouring from the ceiling and walls of the cell. The janitor and guards witnessed the rain falling and a visible mist in the air of the cell as well. While some guards suggested Don had somehow faked it with his sink or toilet in the cell, his cellmate and janitor disputed this was possible. A guard decided to interrogate Don about what happened. And Don revealed he believed he could now control the rainfall. I am now Storm from X-Men. Don't you realise? Can't you see my silver hair and Halle Berry appearance? I will now summon a light mist rainfall to occur that will subtly annoy some passers-by of the prison outside, where they won't really need an umbrella and won't really need a hood, but it'll get to your eyes. And if you stay in it too long, it'll make your hair real soppy. And women will go crazy outside the hairdressers after they get a curly blowout and go outside, only to find that the mist has ruined it. The guard suggested if he really could, then why didn't he make it rain in the warden's office? A few minutes after this, the warden reported water appearing on his shirt as he sat at his desk, soaking it. a reverend was sent for by the warden and he was allowed to sit and speak to Don privately. The cell block they were in developed a foul smell during the reverend's visit, and the reverend attested later to having seen the rainfall from the walls of their room upon Don raising his fingers to show he could do it. He went on to perform a longer and more intense exorcism than had been performed by the preacher weeks before. The rain and smell soon stopped, and after this never again appeared. Now, isn't this a most peculiar story?
This is a most peculiar situation. And I just kind of think, like, I just wonder, these people, you know, if he was really able to control it, why do you never see these people on the telly? Why don't they make like a living out of this? Do you know, he's like, I've got a special power now. I'm literally Storm from X-Men. Raise my finger and there's an absolute fountain of water. But like, he doesn't seem to have made a career. If I had that kind of talent, I tell you one thing, I'd be making money out of it.
Would you? Well, you kind of do have a little bit of this superpower, I think. You have the foul smell thing.
I knew it. I was like, say that to Will before he says it to you. Like, yeah. You know what? You're so pedestrian sometimes. Like, I mean, it's so pedestrian.
So, oh, sorry. Well, why don't you go on the telly with your foul smell, like superpower? You just, why don't people go on? I'm just trying to help you make a quick buck. Trying to instill confidence in you by telling you, you do have a superpower. You are a smelly bitch.
Whatever happened to him afterwards? What happened to Don? I want to know, why didn't he hit the big time?
Some people believe that the whole thing was a hoax and that it was carried out by absolutely everyone involved. The police officers, the keepers, good old Pam, and because they were going to try and make money off it. But sure, like, that is a big operation and a crazy tale to get it like up and running, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'm kind of like, did he think, like, if it was a hoax or whatever, was he like, oh, they won't put me back in jail if they think that I'm some kind of X-Man? They'll be like, oh no, I'll leave. But sure, he just ended up going back into the jail and drowning the place. Oh, it'd be so annoying if your pal, everywhere you came, just drowned the place. You'd be like, sorry. Oh my God. Sorry. It again. Imagine like at the cinema.
Yeah,
like,
it would
shop,
be very annoying.
Like, oh, I'm going clothes shopping and everything he puts on. Oh, you're like, oh, you're after drowning. It's kind of like you with your incontinence. Like, it's like a puddle everywhere you go. Just a puddle.
Yeah, I know. It would be very, very annoying. You would be kind of, you'd have to distance yourself from him, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and you'd have to be carrying packs of like adult nappies wherever you go. It'd be really annoying.
Yeah, I think so too. Now this guy Don Decker, like, he was arrested in 2012 again for like he charged with arson, right? So he's not really the best character to be having a story. But then that doesn't really mean anything because loads of people apparently witnessed this.
There does seem to be an unbelievable amount of witnesses if all of those policemen saw it. And like Pam, I'm believing Pam anyway. I think that woman knows more than she's letting on. Like,
oh, maybe it was all Pam. But some people believe that it was genuine, that it was a genuine possession, and that it should be noted as one of the more credible one because it's got so many people kind of involved in this. But also, like, there's kind of a school of thought that, you know, like with teenagers and poltergeists kind of go hand in hand, that they kind of create the poltergeist type thing.
Yeah.
That they, yeah. Some people think that because Don had like been physically abused by his grandfather, his anger manifested this. But sure, then if that's the case, we'd all be fucking Ireland would be fucking X-Men Central with all
Ireland would
alcoholic
been
fathers and crazed mothers.
That's not even mentioning the priests and stuff. Like, if that was the case, like, and Ireland is a particularly wet country now, in fairness. We do seem to manifest a lot of rain.
Yeah, maybe.
But the country would have been underwater completely years ago. It would actually, there'd be no island left. We just would have been flooded and that would have been it. You wouldn't see anything left. The odd top of a building poking up here and there. But I don't know, like, it does seem strange that it happened just about the time his grandfather died and that they'd had a really bad relationship and stuff. Like, I'm more and more these days being like, yep, that's true, it's a thing, don't be mean to people because it'll come back to fucking bite you in the butt. But like, why then? He didn't seem to have any understanding of it himself.
No.
Don Decker, which is so like a porn name or something, isn't it? Don Decker.
Don Decker, yeah.
Like, he seemed really kind of not to have a clue kind of what it was. And then are we led to believe then that when the police, when the last priest did the exorcism, that was it?
That was it. And Don himself believes that it was something to do with his abuse, but he doesn't know how. So that's his own personal view on it. Since the last exorcism, and when they did the exorcism, the last one, apparently, you know, the preacher opened the Bible and the Bible didn't get wet. He prayed for him and the rain stopped and stuff. And then it never occurred again. The Kiefer's house has been since demolished. So it's just a very bizarre, fits their podcast to a T, Mystery of the Unexplained.
Absolutely. You have not explained any of the explicable stuff. It's unexplained.
Do you have a picture of it as well, of the wall? But it's just a damp wall with water running down it. And to be honest with you, I had my own Don Decker.
I can see that in my own house here, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I have that, my own Don Decker experience the last 2 days, because it's been raining so much that it's been leaking in my kitchen.
Strange that this story should be the one that stood out to you, Will, now, because you sprung a leak there the other day, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
But tell me this, if this could happen to you, right, and if somebody very close to you passed away and we're going to come back and show themselves in some kind of a strange kind of manifestation, like, drowning every room you go into is not very useful, is it? Like, I wish they'd give me like fire that could just, like, I wish I could, if it was rage from what he'd been through, I wish it was just fire that I could point my finger at somebody I didn't like and just be like, pow!
And fire is also more kind of demonic, isn't it? Rain doesn't really sit as being demonic, unless it's like, that's not rain, that's the tears of all the souls in hell. Then it's creepy. Which we never tested the wall, or did we, to find out?
God, they should have licked the wall to see if it was salty or not. Now, that's the first thing I would have done.
Listen, best of luck to you, Don. Will you please give up your criminal ways? And after that now, I think you should have turned to a life of priesthood.
Yeah, you could have went to work for Pam in the diner. You could have went to work for Pam in the diner or something. I'm sure she would have given you a job and crucifix. I think he just needs to turn to Jesus, Will.
Best of luck to you, Don. And hopefully that won't happen to you ever again. Now, Annie, we have to move on to our next section. So join us after a break when we ask Annie absolutely anything.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ask Manny anything.
You absolute dog. Although thank you, I know how sick you've been the last few days, and that literally took everything out of you, and I know you'll have to lie down now while you ask me these questions.
Oh, I'm going to bed after this podcast. You're literally just going to be thrown up in raw form. I'm joking. The first question comes in from Mariandia, and she wants to know, what's the funniest place you've ever fallen asleep?
Oh my god, Mariandia, hi girl. I'm one of those weirdos that I can't fall asleep anywhere. And I can't fall asleep anywhere that's not bed. I literally cannot do it. Can't on anything moving or the couch. Or I don't think I've ever fallen asleep without my knowing it ever in my life. It is a problem. And I'm so jealous of you fuckers that can take naps or can just fall asleep watching TV. It's like, it astounds me. So I'm really sorry. That's a very boring answer, Mandy.
Okay, Alison Scott writes in, she wants to know, how are your home improvements going? And what is your favourite interior decor style? Cheap and cheerful. Oh.
You're an absolute dog. Thank you so much. You know what? Some people that write into this podcast are actually better friends than my apparently best friend and best man. Because
Annie,
they never ask me these questions. So
excuse me, Annie. I asked you earlier on how you were getting on with everything.
That's very generalized. You didn't specifically ask me about my favorite type of home interior. Now, if you just let me answer my question, because it's Ask Annie Anything, I believe. I did buy some really nice, really dark navy blue subway tiles to put behind my little stove. And I'm going to put all my stuff on annieg.net.art. If you want to follow me on Instagram, I'm going to put the makeover on that. And Alison, my favorite style is like minimal, kind of like a Scandi style with a little Irish twist. And thank you so much. I love you. Thank you.
Very interesting. Sorry, my Facebook shut down. Sorry. Sean Ellis writes in, he says, Annie, would you rather have to live in a severely haunted house forever or have annual alien abductions?
Oh, Jesus, holy Lord. This is a really good question. My natural inclination is towards the alien abductions, because oh my god, even saying that, I'm like, I feel like, yeah, a lot of people remember after them, so hopefully maybe I wouldn't really remember, and then I could kind of trick myself into thinking, even if I thought that was true, trick myself into thinking it didn't happen. Whereas with the haunted house, I would literally after 6 months be in an asylum somewhere. So I'm going to say B, but I also really, please don't really want that to happen. No, please, thank you. Thank you.
Fair enough. Jennifer writes in, she says, I have never had a honeymoon. Are you and Dave planning on having one?
Oh, you sweetheart. Yeah, I think we are, but I don't know where, but I think we are planning on having one. Yeah, people keep asking us about the wedding and stuff, and I have literally no idea. Like, I have literally no idea. I can't even pick like an engagement ring. So I have the ring from the brack that I got that has actually turned from gold to brass to now silver. Just waiting for it to go green. And can't make a decision about anything, but I hope that you get your honeymoon someday. Tell me on the Facebook, where would you like to go? Give me an idea. I think somewhere hot. Yeah, somewhere hot.
Janique writes in and she says, mums always tell one very amusing / embarrassing tale of us when we were kids. What is that one story your mum tells most often and you'd wish she'd stop?
oh God, there's seven of us, so I don't think that my mum remembers one from the other sometimes. What happened? I do remember her telling me about the time that she brought me to the shops with some of the others in a buggy, and I started roaring crying for like 2 hours, was really, 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 really upset. And she was like, what is wrong with this child? And it was the worst thing in the world, and it wouldn't be like me to cry in public. And then after 2 hours, I blurted out that I was hungry, because that was a big problem, and I wasn't able to tell my mother that I was hungry. And she's like, you're a maniac, child. And she was like, oh my God, is that all? And she was like, but she would literally, this was that, she'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm gonna fucking kill you. And I was like, oh, I'm hungry, which was apparently catastrophic to me at that age. What a strange child. So yeah, I hope that that one doesn't come up with speeches. Thank you.
Crazy since birth. Tanya writes in and she says, if you could take over someone's body for a week, whose would it be and why?
Oh my God. Oh my God, I'd love to be like super, super strong, like a weightlifter kind of a thing, like male or female, I don't care. Yeah. But I'd love to just go around like picking people up and then throwing them around the place. Like, oh, I just think God, it'd be amazing to be that strong. Maybe like just to throw somebody over my shoulder, like, and more somebody over my other one. And just, I would like to be a huge, huge man, like really strong, like a strong man kind of thing, and just feel the power and not be afraid when I walk down the street late at night, because nobody would fuck with me.
You have the shoulders for it anyway.
Ding, 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 ding.
Burn, baby, burn. Disco inferno. I'm like Pam fucking burning you with that crucifix. Deborah writes in, she says, if you could be at the star in any TV show or movie, who would you portray and why?
Oh my God, who the star? Is this an already made film or a film that's going to be made, or I don't know. Star, like, I suppose like somebody like a Charlize Theron or something like that. Mm. But I'd be more like Charlize Theron in Monster and not Charlize Theron in like any of her other movies where she was gorgeous. I don't know. I would like to be the lead lady and be like a size 6 for a moment and have the leading man like bend you over and throw you around the place and see what it's like. Audrey Hepburn or the likes, literally like about 2 stone. Okay, thank you.
Lovely. David writes in, he says, Annie, if you were made queen and absolute ruler of Ireland for one day, what laws would you enact?
Oh, such a good question. I would raise the wages of like nurses, healthcare workers, anyone that works in care. Like, I would give them politicians' wages and give politicians their wages.
Yeah.
And I would decrease the speed limits on all roads in Ireland, because I think that the speed that you're allowed to travel on small roads in Ireland, country roads and England for this matter, is absolute lunacy. And I think we look back on it in like 50 years time and be like, oh, we said that it was okay to go 80 kilometers on a one-way fucking, like a road that only holds one car, like, and that's why so many people die in accidents there. We never copped on. I do not understand it. And I'd start with those two and see how much the world changes. Thank you.
Very good. Chelsea writes in and she says, if you had to choose between having your favourite drink being the only drink you can have forever, or your favourite food being the only food you can eat forever, which would you choose?
I wondered if by drink, does she mean alcoholic drink?
I shouldn't say so either, or any.
I'd go for food at the moment, because I'm just going to say that as alcoholic, because I got so sick the day after I got engaged that Dave had to stop the car 3 times on the way from Kilkenny to Cork for me to get sick out the door. And I was like, you picked right, didn't you? I was like in sickness and health. I was literally a shell of a human, and I haven't been able to touch a drop since. And at the moment I'm craving burritos, like black bean vegan burritos, and I would eat them forever with guacamole and all the salsa and all the way. I would eat them forever right now, and I will never ever drink again. Please remind me of this in 2 weeks time.
I'll try to remind you. Melanie writes in, she says, do you have a favorite horror movie?
Oh my God, I'm so scared of horror I'm actually so bad at watching them. I'm really scared of horror movies. But I do really like The Shining and the original Omen back in the day.
Oh, they're, yeah.
Yeah. I don't like a lot of the new ones. I think they're more gory than scary, you know? But I also shit myself every time that I watch one. So it costs me a lot in underwear. Thank you.
Darren writes in and he says, night owl or early bird?
Okay, so I would have always been like in the middle, but Dave is a real night owl and has turned me into one because he literally like just comes alive at 11 o'clock at night. So I've been going to bed really late and working really late lately, and feel mental because of it. Actually feel mental and can't get up in the morning. So it's actually something that I want to reverse because I would rather be up earlier in the morning. I didn't realize that it was going to be such an issue, but it's literally the only thing we've thought about. Thank you.
What, Roisin? After coming in here, you absolutely drowned it.
What? Life. 5-hour bus tour of Hong Kong caters to sleep deprived. Travel-starved, sleep-deprived residents might find a new Hong Kong bus tour to be a snooze. The 76-kilometre, 5-hour ride on a regular double-decker bus around the territory is meant to appeal to people who are easily lulled asleep by long rides. It was inspired by the tendency of tired commuters to fall asleep on public transport. When we're brainstorming new tours, I saw a social media post from a friend saying that he was stressed out by his work. He couldn't sleep at night, said Kenneth Kong, the marketing and business development manager of Ulu Travel, the organiser of the bus tours. But when he was travelling on the bus, he was able to sleep well. His post inspired us to create this tour that lets passengers just sleep on the bus. Tickets cost between $13 to $51 per person, depending on whether you choose seats on the upper or lower deck. A goodie bag for passengers includes an eye mask and earplugs for better sleep. The first sleeping bus tour last Saturday sold out entirely. Some passengers came prepared, bringing their own blankets and changing their shoes to slippers, while others brought travel pillows. I've been suffering from insomnia, so here I am to try get some sleep, said a 25-year-old Anson Kong, one of the passengers on the first tour. He was clearly American and from the South and sounded a lot older than what his actual age was, in case you're wondering. He said that the tour was a good idea and more interesting than he expected. On Saturday's tour, the bus stopped so passengers could take photos at scenic spots on the city's Lantau Island. One stop was the aircraft maintenance area near Hong Kong's airport, where passengers can snag selfies with aircraft in the background. Another passenger, Marco Young, said that he joined the tour because he usually falls asleep on long-distance bus journeys and said it was a great opportunity to get some sleep. And they talk to more people on the bus and it just gets more bed down. But would you actually go on this tour, Annie? Would you do it?
Somebody asked me there about sleeping. This sounds like my idea of hell.
Oh, yeah, you get really bad sickness on it, sure.
Yeah, and I get really bad bus sick. So I would literally, if I was tired, this would be the last thing in the world that I wanted.
Yeah.
Why can't people just go to their beds? Why would you be dragging your whole bedroom onto a bus? Stop it.
No, I can relate to this. You obviously are not one of these people. I can definitely relate to this. So I did a lot of bus journeys from, like, obviously coming from Dublin home to Wexford. When I lived in Dublin, I'd get the bus because I didn't drive or whatever. And like sometimes at one point the bus used to be like 3 hours journey or some shit. And fucking annoying. But I remember like I'd get on the bus and then after about an hour into it, I'd be like falling asleep and I'd be fighting the tiredness. And then I'd have a little like 20 minute nap and then I'd wake up and be like, woohoo, let's go, bitches. So I can relate that there's something in it. And yeah, like, I can sleep on a bus in the night time. In the daytime, meh.
Come here to me. Do you know what always fascinates me now talking about this?
What?
Do you know if you're sitting upright on a moving vehicle and I've tried. But because your head moves around so much, how can you fall asleep? Because your head is wobbling from side to side the whole time. I just don't understand it.
Oh, well, usually, yeah, I'd be falling asleep and then maybe the bus would stop up quick and my head would go forward and I'd go...
Oh, no.
Like a bobblehead.
See, that is, That is hell on earth. That's like torture. It's literally torture. Although I was so sick going home in Dave's car the other day that what I did, and I wanted to sleep so badly, that what I did was I tied my head to the passenger seat headrest with a scarf. wound it around my, to keep my head steady, because I was like, please let me fall asleep, because the sweet release of death would be better than what I was going through. And I tied a scarf around me and put it around my eyes, and Dave was just like, Dave was like it looks like I've abducted you. Like, if we stop somewhere in this garden, you've abducted that woman. And I was like, I just don't care anymore. I'll tell them I was abducted if it gets me to a police jail cell quicker that I can lie down.
And so you did that to stop your head from moving when you wanted to go sleep. Very, very clever, Annie. Ingenious you are now. Absolutely genius.
I think that there's I was actually thinking about this in the depths of my fear from the hangover. I think that there's a gap in the market. And if I find any of you little followers out there that have heard this, that trademark this, and I tell you, I will come for you. I will lawyer up and I will come for you. I don't care if I have to go to the highest court in the land. I'll be after you, because I thought about it first, right?
Oh my God, you could call it the sleep band, and it just goes over your forehead and goes to the back of the thing. The Good Garden is now stocking the sleep band. Motu listeners can get 10% off, free shipping worldwide, only $50. This band is made from space grade technology. They use the same material that they use in the International Space Station. Here's Molly May's review. I couldn't believe that I had the band, but my husband gave it to me for Christmas. I put it on my forehead and I was out like a lion. Now my head doesn't move an inch and I can sleep on our journeys everywhere, so I don't have to talk to him no more. 5 stars.
Oh, Pam, listen, wrap it up there, because I have a whole house to pack up here and you're starting to ramble.
Thanks for listening to story one of today's episode of 5. Yes, that's a 5-hour journey for the bus tour. We have teamed up with the guys at the Hong Kong bus tour, so we completely played on a loop. For all journeys. No, thank you so much for listening. And if you would like to get more, you can do so by signing up to our Patreon, where you will get a weekly bonus episode, which is called Motu Weird Wednesdays, which is kind of more the same, except we have this gorgeous segment called Grands Magers, where you guys write in and we listen to your grievances, and then we air them and then talk about them.
It's so funny. It's so great listening to people give out. It's our favorite thing to do.
It is.
We're thinking of setting up a knitting club, like we were talking about in the Patreon, a bitch and stitch club. I just think it would be absolutely fantabulous.
Oh, that would be fun.
We need to say very, very happy Halloween to everyone out there.
Yes, happy Halloween.
The week of All Souls Night. Thank you so much. And we also need to say that we will be taking one short week off next week to allow for Will's funeral and Annie's moving of house. And we will be back with you then the week after, all freshened up with a whole load of snazzy news stories for you guys out there.
Yes, guys, you're going to have to do without us for one week.
Can we please, lads, now before the complaints start,
Denise, don't even put pen to paper.
Denise Gallagher, if I see you typing on that keyboard, we've got a remote camera looking at you. We know what you're up to. Don't even start sending your complaint into Roisin there, because it's gonna go straight to spam.
But thanks so much, guys, for listening. And like I said, sign up to Patreon if you can afford it. If you can't afford it, you can simply just tell a friend about the podcast, which helps us know. Oh my God. No, honestly, if you can't afford it, just tell a friend about us. It just helps get the word out. And thanks. And we'll see you in 2 weeks' time for another.
Like and subscribe.
Oh, I always fucked this up. Another mystery of the unexplained, where we'll... I can't do it anymore.
Every day, join us next time. What is the easiest thing in the world?
Join us next time for another mystery, which will be in 2 weeks' time, of the unexplained. Explain. We'll be right back.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.